KJAN Sports.
KJAN Sports brought to you this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, state track and field championships finished up on Saturday in Des Moines. Let's run down some of Saturday's results. In the early session, the 2A and 3A boys and girls were running their finals of the weekend. In the class 2A girls first in the sprint medley relay championship, Trainer placed sixth overall. Also in the 2A girls 800 meter run, Aaliyah Humphrey of Underwood had a third place finish. Gwen Steffen medaled from Panorama, placing sixth. Trainer was fifth in the girls 2A shuttle hurdle relay. Jaden Sellers of Panorama won the state title in the 100 meter dash in class 2A. Holly Heppner of AHSTW of sixth place medal in the 100 meter hurdles. Jaden Sellers of Panorama won the title in the girls 200 meter dash. Ella Waddle of Panorama was 15th overall in the 1500 meters. Also in the girls 4x4 and 2A, it was Panorama placing third overall. In Class 3A on the girls' side, the sprint medley relay from Atlantic, their team placing 10th overall. Also in the 800-meter run, Kaya Beaker of Harlan had a fifth place medal. Also, Haley Rasmussen of Atlantic medaled in the girls' 200 meters, placing 6th overall. In the 1,500 meters, Emma Hughes of Glenwood was 6th, and Brecken Van Bale of Harlan placing 7th. In the 4x400-meter relay, Harlan's team had a 7th place finish in girls' action. To the boys in Class 2A action, it was Trainer placing 4th overall in the sprint medley relay. Underwood Scott Pearson was 2nd in the 800 meters, with Trevin Soor of ACGC placing 4th. Trainer won the state title in the boys' shuttle hurdle relay in Class 2A. Also in the 100 meters, Braden Wollen of Underwood had a 2nd place finish. In the 200 meters, Braden Wollen of Underwood was the state champion, winning that race. Also in the boys' 4x400-meter relay, Underwood took the title as they just got across the line before Trainer, and that gave them also a state team championship. More on that in a minute. In 3A, on the boys' side, in the sprint medley relay, Harlan a 5th place finish. In the 800-meter run, Craig Allen Becker of Atlantic had a 5th place finish. Aiden Hall of Harlan was 6th in the boys' 100-meter dash. He was also 8th in the 200 meters. In the 1,600 meters, Craig Allen Becker of Atlantic placing 5th overall in that race. Now, later in the day, it was the 1A and 4A final runs of the weekend. And in action on Saturday in Class 1A, start with the girls. Nottoway Valley had a 4th place finish in the sprint medley relay. In the 800 meters, Peyton Pogge of Tri-Center won the state title. In the shuttle hurdle relay, Cam a 7th place finish. Riverside placing 8th. Veronica Andrew Shishin of Riverside placing 8th in the girls 100. Maddox DeVault of Nottoway Valley was 5th in the 100 hurdles. In the 200 meter dash, Lydia Erickson of Riverside had an 8th place finish. Also, Peyton Pogge of Tri-Center won the 1500 meter state title. And in the 4x100 meter relay, Riverside had a 6th place finish. In the 4x4, Audubon had a 4th place finish, while Riverside placing 8th. On the boys' side in Class 1A, St. Albert had a 6th place finish in the sprint medley relay. Also in the shuttle hurdle relay, Cam placing 3rd, Audubon 6th. In the 100-meter dash, Brigham Daniel of Glidden-Ralston was 4th. Cooper Cook of Arweva placing 2nd in the 110 hurdles, with Gavin Smith of Audubon a 7th place medal. Brigham Daniel of Glidden-Ralston was 2nd in the 200-meter dash. Also in the 1600 meters, Quentin Dreyer of IKM Manning had a 4th place finish. In the 4x100-meter relay, Audubon placing 8th. In the 4x4, St. Albert was a 3rd place finisher. Also Class 4A in the 800 meters, Nathan Sell of Lewis Central won a medal, placing 8th overall. Now in the final team standings on the girls' side, Madrid won the 1A team championship. Tri-Center ended up placing 3rd overall. In the 2A girls, Mid Prairie was the state champion and Panorama placing 4th. In 3A, Wallard Catholic of Dubuque was the state champ. In 4A, Waukee won the title. Also on the boys' side, it was Madrid winning the Class 1A state championship. Woodbine, the best area finish, they were 8th overall. In the Class 2A boys' race, it was close at the top, and Underwood won the team title with 66 points. Trainer, a Western Iowa Conference foe, was 2nd with 60 points. In 3A boys, Pella was the state champ, and in 4A, Cedar Falls won the boys' state track and field team championship. Also on Saturday in high school substate boys tennis in team action, it was Pella defeating Atlantic 5-0 as Pella swept the first 5 singles matches to end that match, as Lucas Heap defeated Grant Sturm of Atlantic 6-love and 6-love. Jack Edwards of Pella defeating Ethan Sturm 7-5 and 6-love. Vaughn Thompson of Pella defeating Bodie Johnson of Atlantic 6-love, 6-love. Caleb Briggs defeating Dayton Templeton 6-love and 6-1. And Jack Briggs defeating beating Brian York 6-love and 6-love. Hunter Wepler also played a match, but that did not finish up as they had already captured the team title with those five victories. So Pella moves on to the state team championships. In Major League Baseball action on Sunday, in a game heard here on KJAN last night, Javier Baez belted a two-run homer in the 10th inning as the two teams went to overtime scoreless last night. The Cubs ended up beating the Cardinals 2-1 in St. Louis. Adam Wainwright struck out 7 and allowed just one hit, throwing 8 shutout innings. Alex Reyes took the loss as he allowed that two-run homer by Baez. Nolan Arenado drove in the only run for the Cardinals as he had a sacrifice fly in that game. Also, the Royals, a winner over the Detroit Tigers, as Carlos Santana hit a two-run walk-off homer for a 3-2 win. Whit Merrifield opened up the ninth inning with a leadoff single. Then Santana took the first pitch over the fence in the right center field as he picked up the game-winning hit. That made a winner out of Kyle Zimmer. He struck out 3, throwing a couple of scoreless innings for the Royals. Elsewhere in baseball yesterday, the Yankees topped the White Sox 5-4. Phillies over the Red Sox 6-2. Nationals beating the Orioles 6-5. Rays over the Blue Jays 6-4. Marlins beat the Mets 5-1. Brewers 9-4 over the Reds. Twins beat the Indians in 10 innings 8-5. The Braves over the Pirates 7-1. Rangers beat the Astros 3-2 in 10 innings. Rockies over the Diamondbacks 4-3. Dodgers beat the Giants 11-5. Angels a 6-5 winner over the Oakland Athletics. And the Padres beat the Mariners by a score of 9-2. Jordan Weber tossed a no-hitter as Missouri blanked Iowa State 5-0 to win an NCAA softball regional in Columbia. Weber struck out 7 and walked 2 as the Tigers advanced to next week's Super Regional.
I kind of was in shock, super excited. I didn't really know what to think at all. I saw was Hattie running at me, and like just the excitement and emotion that the team gave off was amazing.
Tiger pitchers surrendered only 2 hits and no runs in their 3 regional wins, as Missouri will host James Madison in next week's Super Regional. Playing in the program's first NCAA tournament in 32 years, the Cyclones finish with a record of 34-23. Cyclone coach Jamie Pinkerton said she's happy for the seniors who've been a big part of the turnaround.
I just hugged their necks here a few minutes ago. I think it'll hit me later, but it'll definitely hit us in August when we return on campus, and hopefully somebody can go into that leadership vacuum. There's going to be a vacuum because they were fantastic.
That was a final game for Cyclone shortstop Sammy Williams, who leaves as the Big 12's all-time hits leader.
It means a lot. It means everything, honestly, to me and Logan, our other seniors. So it's just like what we've been working through throughout the years. And obviously today didn't end how we wanted it to, but, you know, we were just soaking it in all weekend and, you know, just really taking in like how far we've come as a program over these past years.
Cyclone season comes to a close in that regional round. Also in golf action yesterday at the PGA Championship at Kiawah Island, South Carolina, Phil Mickelson defies ages as he picks up a win to become the oldest winner of a major at 50 years old. It's his 6th major title. Mickelson ends up with a 73 in the final round to end up at 6-under par for the tournament. That was 2 strokes better than Brooks Koepka and Louis Oosthuizen. Koepka shot 74 in the final round. Oosthuizen tied for second. He shot 73 in his final round yesterday. In NASCAR at Echo Park Texas Grand Prix, it was Chase Elliott picking up the victory. Kyle Larson was second. Joey Logano placing third. In the NHL playoffs, Nashville beat Carolina 3-2 in double overtime to tie that series at 2 each. Colorado beat St. Louis 5-2. The Avalanche advance with a win. Boston a 3-1 winner over Washington. The Bruins win that series. Edmonton falls behind 3-0 to the Jets in their series after Winnipeg wins 5-4 in overtime last night. In the NBA, Philadelphia beat Washington 125-118. Phoenix over the LA Lakers 99-90. Atlanta beat New York 107-105. Memphis over Utah 112-109. The Sixers, Suns, Hawks, and Grizzlies all have 1-0 leads in those series. KJAN Sports brought to you this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference.